Brett Hollander back here in our Under Armour Performance Center studios here in Owings Mills. Again, about 24 hours from now, it's NFL draft time. And joining us, Milt Hendrickson, the Ravens Midwest Area Scout. Milt, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Tell us about what you do leading up in this process, when it begins. And I love talking to scouts about this because it really doesn't end, does it?
No, it's I'm already doing stuff for the 2014 draft.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when so much of what we do, it's an ongoing process, and Ozzie talks so much about the process, and that's a great thing about it, is that even though I'm going to pro days in the spring, I'm getting information on next year's guys and starting that prep already. But the guys that we are getting ready to draft and guys from my area that specifically I spend a lot of time on, I've been working on these guys since, it's going on 18 months now.
So how many scouts answer to Joe Hortiz, the director of college scouting for the Ravens?
We have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us that are on the road full-time. Joe Douglas is our national scout, and then we have 6 other area scouts.
And when they talk about the board coming together, when does that process start? Are you constantly feeding information, or at the end of the college season, do all the scouts get in a room and say, here are my guys I saw, and you kind of cross-check at that point?
Well, we start I start to develop kind of my own board, and the way that Joe does a good job with us is that we're given complete authority over our area, and basically he tells us, you know, go be the director of your area and make sure that you're in charge of getting all, bringing all that information. And so when I'm in schools in the fall, if I see somebody that maybe wasn't expected to be as good as I thought they were going to be, or we didn't know a whole lot about, I'm always feeding that to Joe early. And then as we go through the all of our school visits, then we'll meet in December and we create what we call our top 30 list, the 30 best guys that I saw. And then from there, we'll meet individually with Eric and Joe, and then that's how the board gets initially started.
Are you given assignments as far as, I want you to see player X, Y, or Z at this school at this date?
Well, we're a little bit different from a lot of the teams in the league because we're responsible for gathering and putting together our own lists. We're not a part of National. We're not a part of Blester, which are the two main businesses or companies that start to generate and populate these lists in the springtime. And so when we do spring scouting now, when I go home, I'll start generating my own list. And then when I go into a school, I have an idea. These are the guys that I've seen already, or these are the guys that are players that I've already done reports on. But then I'll ask about all the senior starters just to make sure that there's not somebody that maybe wasn't necessarily a great player, but maybe for whatever reason, injury or playing time, and all of a sudden they've become a guy that's going to be on the radar, and I don't want to, we don't want those guys to fall through the cracks.
Ravens Midwest Area Scout Milt Hendrickson is with us here on WBAL. So, Milt, basically, do you write up a full report after you're done with a player? And doesn't that report somehow, even if you don't draft the guy and you like him, you love him, you're indifferent towards him, doesn't it go towards an overall write-up on a guy? Maybe he becomes a free agent one day. He gets filtered somehow through that system permanently.
Exactly. And we're responsible for gathering all that information. Even though I may like a guy and I may be the high guy on him, I know that all the work that I've done, and even if he becomes a guy that we're not going to draft, or maybe he's not even a guy that we end up being able to sign as a free agent, as a rookie free agent, undrafted guy, I know that all that information stays in the system, and that goes a long way. And that I know that all that information helps, guys like Vince and Chad Alexander when they start to look at potential free agents for us, and all that information carries weight.
And right now, your thoughts and sentiments, and what do you do at this point in the process here?
This is actually a really, really fun time because I feel like, you can kind of exhale a little bit because the haze in the barn, so to speak, and all those sort of cliches. But it really is, it's like Christmas, for 3 days, Christmas morning, because it's so neat because you develop all these relationships throughout the league with other people, and you get it, scouts, you you trade a little bit of information, but it's interesting to see, okay, who's the guy that was kind of BSing me in the fall when he says he doesn't like a guy or likes a guy, and you see where teams take guys, and it's just really interesting to see how the whole league sees a guy too. But it's an absolute blast.
Over the next 3 days or 4 days, I should say, how involved are you in the process?
Really, what we do from this point on is it's really in Ozzie's hands, and it's going to be ultimately his decision with each guy that we pick from here on out. But what'll happen is, as the course of the day, especially as we get into the later rounds, Eric or Ozzie might say, hey, just tell me a little bit more about maybe these two guys. But 99.9% of all the work is, it's really done.
It's done.
It's done.
Are you watching any tape at this point at all?
I'm actually doing a little bit of tape right now on some guys for next year.
Really?
Because it's I'm here. I'm here. I might as well be doing something. So, but
it's incredible
fun.
To me.
Yeah, it's when you find something you love to do, you never have to work again.
Well, that's a great way to put it. Milt, tell me about the feelings the scouts have when the Super Bowl is won. You are not on the sideline like the coaches. You're obviously not a player, and you're not in the front office as a prominent general manager, assistant GM, or even the director of college scouting. Tell me about the satisfaction you and collectively as a group you guys have.
It's hard to put into words because when I got into this business going on almost 9 years ago now, I was in coaching prior to this, and it's a situation where you're like, gosh, wouldn't it be really cool to get a ring? And you always have that in your mind that you set goals and you have in your mind that this is what, this is the mountaintop. But it's just like, it still hasn't hit me yet. I had my dad on one side of me and my 7-year-old son on the other side and my wife next to my son. And I'm like, this is really happening. And just to know that you're a part of an organization that that not only does things the right way, but found a way to, we're good enough to win a Super Bowl. No matter where we go, no matter what we do from this point on, nobody can ever take that away from us.
And that is true. And you scouted guys last year that directly impacted last year's team, including last year's draft class. Kelechi Osemele was under your guidance, right?
Yeah, K.O. K.O. was a guy that I did a ton of work on.
What'd you see?
I saw a guy that played left tackle that I didn't think was necessarily a left tackle for us right away. I actually thought that he could be either a right tackle or a guard for us, which he ended up doing a phenomenal job. Saw a guy that was still raw, but he had, just doing all the offensive line sorts, the largest wingspan, largest arm length, most number of reps in the bench press in terms of guys that the best guys. And so just the physical presence that he brought, that and he's underrated intelligence, how smart that kid is. And I think that's because he is so gifted in terms of his physicality, and he's so smart. Those are the things that allowed him to have the year that he did.
Finishing things up here with Milt Hendrickson, the Ravens Midwest Area Scout. I want to ask you about getting into scouting. You were a coach before. Tell me about the difference for you personally, and do you feel this is like what I was meant to do kind of thing?
I really do. All through growing up, all I ever wanted to do was teach and coach. And having the opportunity to get into this business has been, beyond what I ever expected. I grew up in a town without a stoplight, 800 people in southwest Wisconsin. So this is, the path has led me to this, and I really think that, this is what, it's hard on Sundays because – as a coach, you always have a direct influence, whether you're calling a play or you're coaching a guy up, or you have a direct influence. It gets hard on Sunday sometimes when you're watching because you have no control. But going back to the satisfaction of this, you talk about the Super Bowl. We had the opportunity to, we have no bearing on our work is done a year ahead of time. So it's a different type of satisfaction, but it's all the same.